Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today will be Maitreya's priorities. And as usual, we'll be starting with one of the master's articles, well, actually in this case, an excerpt from the article with the same title, Maitreya's priorities. Maitreya will outline for men the priorities which alone will secure and safeguard planet Earth and all its peoples. The necessity of peace is paramount, for without peace, all else is lost. Peace, he will affirm, can only be ensured through the creation of justice. The lack of justice is the begetter of both war and terrorism. Justice, Maitreya will maintain, can be achieved only through sharing. Sharing, therefore, is the key to world peace and security. Maitreya will turn the minds of men more urgently to the ills of planet Earth itself. Without a healthy and robust planet, the future of succeeding generations is in peril. Maitreya will stress the urgency of action now to restore equilibrium to our suffering planetary home and call all hands, old and young, to this primary task. The fate of those who now starve in a world of plenty will exercise Maitreya's chief concern. And a quote from Maitreya, "Nothing so moves me to grief as this shame." And he seeks to galvanise the creation of a vast program of aid for the world's poor on a scale hitherto unknown. These are the immediate priorities to make fast and secure the future for men. Man's free will is sacrosanct and may not be infringed. The speed of implementation of these primary requirements is subject, therefore, to the will of men. Men now face the choice to see the world as one and share and know security and blessed peace and happiness, or to witness the end of life on Earth. Maitreya is emerging now to ensure that man's choice is wisely made. Have no fear, Maitreya already knows man's answer and is glad. So that article from Benjamin Krim's Master, well, that's an excerpt of it, was published initially in the October 2006 issue of Share International magazine. So now we have a question or two questions and answers from the book The Awakening of Humanity by Benjamin Krim. And this first question is, what does Maitreya think is the most urgent problem in the world at present? The most important action with which Maitreya is concerned is the saving of millions of people who currently die from starvation in a world of plenty. He says that nothing so moves him to grief as this shame. And, quote, "The crime of separation must be driven from this world. I affirm that as my purpose." So the first aim of Maitreya is to show humanity that we are one and the same. Wherever we live, whatever our colour, background or religious belief, the needs of all are the same. Equally important and just as urgent is the saving of our planet from the destruction on which it is set from our misuse of the resources of the planet. Governments today are more and more becoming aware, after many years of information from scientists, that global warming is a reality. Global warming is now understood to a degree, but man's responsibility for it has not yet dawned on all the national authorities. This is one of the most important realizations that we have to make, that man is responsible for at least 80% of the warming up of the planet, and if this continues, it will drastically affect our daily lives. Maitreya and the Masters alone have the exact knowledge of how to proceed, but we already know the first steps to take, such as the restriction of carbon emissions. But the urgency of action is probably not fully realised by governments. Maitreya will emphasise how really urgent this action is. The necessity for sharing the resources of the planet is the number one action which Maitreya will emphasise. And this will create the trust which will open the way to the solution of all further problems, national and international. Next question. Just as you have said, there is a step-by-step plan to save millions from starvation. First, emergency aid, and then a new system of distribution through the UN. What should be the steps we take to start the process of restoring our planet? Would there be an equivalent emergency action plan first? And if so, what should we do? The immediate priorities are dealing with pollution and global warming. The worst, most dangerous pollution comes from our nuclear power stations and the nuclear industry in general. This must be ended as soon as possible. Pollution, especially nuclear radiation, according to the Masters, is already the number one killer in the world. It so diminishes the activity of the immune system that people succumb to many diseases such as pneumonia, influenza, AIDS, HIV, and so on. The very air we breathe, the water, the soil is totally polluted, and we are destroying the very planet which we need for our continued existence and that of our children. One of the major things which will happen after the Day of Declaration, which is the day on which Maitreya announces himself to the world, is the turning of the attention of humanity really strongly to the cleaning up of the environment and making this earth viable again. Every human being of whatever age will be involved in this process. As soon as the needs of the starving millions are met, as soon as the process of sharing is underway, then the attention of all must turn to the support of our ecosystems. Otherwise, there will be no planet. Maitreya himself has said that the saving of the environment must become the first priority of all people, young and old. The effects of global warming on the ice caps, for example, are now evident to all. A huge program of reforestation awaits our attention. This, of course, will take time to achieve, but a start could be made now. I'm going to now read another excerpt from one of the Master's articles, and this one is titled The Son of Man and was given quite early on, back in 1984. Let us look at his priorities. The establishment of peace, the inauguration of the system of sharing, the removal of guilt and fear, the cleansing of the hearts and minds of men, the education of mankind in the laws of life and love, an introduction to the mysteries, the beautification of our cities, the removal of barriers to travel and interchange of peoples, the creation of a pool of knowledge accessible to all. That such a task is not an easy one, not even for the Son of Man, is clear. ancient habits of division and separation have strong roots, while fear and superstition cast their spell over millions of mankind. But never before in the history of the world has a teacher come better equipped for his task. Maitreya has come to do battle with ignorance and fear, division and want. His weapons are spiritual understanding, knowledge and love. His shining armour is truth itself. And one of those first priorities mentioned in this article excerpt was the establishment of peace. In fact, that was the very first one mentioned. So I'm now going to read more commentary from Benjamin Creme. This is from his book, The World Teacher for All Humanity, and it's under the heading of Establishment of Peace. Maitreya's plans are to awaken humanity to the perils before it and show humanity how to avoid self-destruction. Maitreya says it is really very simple for humanity if we could take the first step. Humanity needs above all to establish peace. Without peace, there will be no future for humanity, because we have the nuclear capacity to destroy the world and all life, human and subhuman alike. How do we get peace? That is the essential question. Certainly not using the methods of the American and British governments in recent times when they attack one country after another. And by the way, this particular book was written in 2007. That is certainly not going to give peace to the world. It will not even end terrorism in the world. There will never be an end to terrorism until the world itself has changed. Only one thing will create peace and the end of terrorism: the creation of a just world. If there is no justice, there will never be peace. If there is no justice, there is no hope for any of us, because everybody in the world will die unless we establish justice in the world. There is only one way to establish justice, and that is to share the resources of the world more equitably. It is so simple, and yet we refrain from doing it. Without sharing, there will never be justice. Without justice, there will never be peace. Without peace, there is no future for us. So, what do we have to do? The developed nations have to realise that the world's food and resources belong to everyone, are given by divine providence for all the peoples of the world, not just the developed nations who have the money to buy the food and resources. They have the money to buy because they are more advanced technologically, more advanced in industry perhaps. But the goods they produce do not give value to the resources and activities of the people of the developing world. This approach is cavalier, dishonest, greedy and selfish, and has to change. Otherwise, there is no future for the world. The masters of the spiritual hierarchy have plans for the redistribution of the world's resources, which will be presented as soon as humanity says, "You are right. We believe that the only way is by sharing better the resources. How do we do it?" It is simple to do. Probably the most simple thing to do is that first step into sharing. People imagine things in a purely personal way. They say, "Oh my goodness, sharing? Are they going to take my money out of the bank and send it to Indonesia or Africa to people that I do not know?" It is actually very different from that. It will be done at national and international levels. Each nation will be asked to make an inventory of what it has and what it needs, what it produces and what it imports. Then each nation will be asked to make over in trust for the world as a whole into a common pool that which it has in excess of its needs. Out of that common pool, the needs of all can be met. Will that end terrorism in the world? Probably not at first. but it is the first step into the creation of justice in the world and will create the essential for that correct relation that we call trust. When we create trust, we can do marvels. We can do what is impossible without it. When countries trust each other, they can talk to each other without fear. With the creation of trust through sharing of resources, we can begin to solve all the world's problems one after the other. They become approachable and easily solvable, and the world can be changed very quickly indeed. So going back to the Master's article excerpt where the priorities of Maitreya are mentioned, and it starts with the establishment of peace and the inauguration of the system of sharing. The very next priority mentioned is the removal of guilt and fear, the cleansing of the hearts and minds of men. And Benjamin Krem comments on that as follows. He says, "So wrong, so distorted have been the teachings of all the religious groups for centuries that vast numbers live in guilt and fear. 2,000 years of Christian teaching, thousands of years before that of Jewish, Hindu and Buddhist teaching, has filled humanity with fear, superstition and guilt. There is hardly a person in the world today who is untouched by this disease. Everyone is prone to fear. Guilt is the result of fear, is inculcated through fear. If you are taught that God is watching your every action, that practically everything you do from the cradle onwards is wrong, fear and guilt are inevitable." This imposition of ideologies and beliefs creates, at the same time, punishment expectations which go with those beliefs. In this way, all the religious groups throughout the centuries have controlled the minds of their followers. It is an age-old method that always works. That is why it is age-old. It means that always there will be one group of people in control of other groups. They may be in an intellectual, financial, or political control, but they are always in control. They are always exploiting the inferior position of other groups. The history of European Christianity alone is a history of unbelievable cruelty based on fear, the dogmatic imposition of ideas, lack of liberty, financial dependence, and poverty. And going down to another quote from that same section, "Human beings will wake up gradually to the idea presented by Maitreya and the Masters and those through whom they work, that humanity is really sound, that we are spiritual beings, that there is nothing wrong with us. There is no need to be guilt-ridden or fear-ridden. We are not going to be punished if we do not believe what the priests say. The priests are almost always wrong. They were profoundly wrong in Palestine 2,000 years ago when they got rid of the best man among them, Jesus, the Messiah, who they now say is a wonder, a great gift to the world, the one and only Son of God. He was put to death. They hated the very sight of him and his ideas that men were free and divine, that there was a soul in every human body. The notion that Jesus brought that people should love one another, stop fighting, stop exalting notions of separation and greed, did not go down well with the priests of his time, and that is why they got rid of him. Maitreya will remove the guilt and fear, and so that is the cleansing of the hearts and minds of men." Perhaps in a future program, I could talk a little bit more about Maitreya's other priorities. But for now, we're running short of time. So thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the Share International website, share-international.org. Otherwise, you can email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.